Okay, I start my day out and I look at Brent oil prices and they're above $90 a barrel. And the first thing I'm thinking is, this isn't good news for mortgage rates. This isn't good news for mortgage payments. And this isn't good news for home buyers. Trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, folks. Well, you came to the right channel. We're going to talk today about what the Federal Reserve talked about last week, inflation. You realize inflation's been over 2% for 64 months. So why is it an issue now? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. When I come in and see oil at $90 a barrel or higher, I'm thinking, whoa, this is inflationary. And over the weekend, there was chaos over in the Middle East. So let's see what these are going to do for these things today. So as a mortgage analyst, what I like to do each day is when I come in, I like to go to the chart. And this isn't what I want to see. I look at that number right up through there. And that's all you really have to understand. If that number's red, that's not good news. It means mortgage rates are going to get worse. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So 7's really not going to do anything. But when I come in and I see oil skyrocketing because of the Iranian conflict, I'm thinking, okay, this is bad news. So let's get over and see what oil's doing for today. Oil is up almost $3 a barrel. It's exceeding $90 over here on Brent and pretty darn close over here on oil. So this is going to cause inflationary fears, and that's going to cause everybody to think the Federal Reserve is going to hike rates, right? Okay, so here's how it works. The Federal Reserve, they look at now these things right through here. They look at inflation, they look at jobs, and they basically look at how the economy's growing. The economy's growing pretty darn well. We got the inflation numbers last week, and these were way above the 2% the Federal Reserve wants. But this week, we're going to get a lot of jobs numbers. But the Federal Reserve, when he came out last week, he basically just said, point blank, right now, we don't really care about jobs. So we're just concerned right now about inflation. So let's kind of take a deep dive into inflation. And last week, we had inflation coming in at 3.7%, the number that the Federal Reserve watches. They want this at 2%. So if you're sitting on the Fed, you're like, okay, I can't really cut rates, so what do I do? Well, let's get over to see if there's anything on the economic calendar. Because the Federal Reserve, they keep coming out and they're saying, we want current data. That's what we're going to trade on. We're not going to forward look, and we're not going to look at backwards guidance. We want current data. So let's see what's coming in this week that really might change the markets. So this week, we're going to get a lot of information on jobs. There is some inflationary numbers here. I'll show you in a second. But right through here, Monday, we really don't have anything. Tuesday, this is when we start getting some information. When you start looking at manufacturing PMI and ISM manufacturing PMI, this basically is going to tell us where the inflationary levels are on the manufacturing side. That's basically the only inflation data we get this week, but it's very important. But we're also going to look at jobs. So tomorrow we're going to get a jobs opening and labor transfer report, and that's called the JOLTS Index. Then on Wednesday, we're going to get ADP payroll numbers, and I'm starting to like these numbers. They're saying the last reading was 44. It's going to go to 47, but basically, as Federal Chairman Warr said, we don't really care about the jobs market. And he almost said that point blank. And then we go on Thursday, we got continued jobless claims and initial claims. We're going to see, I don't want these exceeding 1.8 million on the continued claims. I don't think they're going to go there. And as you can see, we're going to get the new unemployment rates and a whole bunch of other things. So basically for the Fed, they're saying, okay, this really doesn't matter. So what matters to them? Okay, so let's say there is a 60% chance the Federal Reserve does hike rates. Well, do you realize mortgage rates could actually still fall if the Federal Reserve increases rates? Kind of sounds like an oxymoron, but let me explain it to you. So here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. They look at the things that actually are inflationary. They look at oil, they look at the jobs market, they look at all these things, and they try to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with interest rates? Well, I don't know if you realize it, but inflation has been over 2%, that trigger rate that they like, for over 64 months. So why is it a big deal now? It's kind of something to think about. But when you see oil spiking to $120 a barrel, all you have to think about is oil goes up. That means inflation goes up. That means the Federal Reserve has to increase rates. But it doesn't mean they have to increase mortgage rates. So let's get over to, I can explain this guy, these things to you. So what happened last week is the federal chairman, he met all the financial leaders throughout the whole world at a place called Jackson Hole. And what they do is they discuss world events and where they think inflation's going, interest rates, mortgage rates, all these other things. So when they met, he actually came out with a speech on Friday, and I watched the entire speech. And after that, I was like, wow, it sounds like he's pretty hawkish. And what that means is you're going to hear phrases like, well, he's dovish or he's hawkish. Well, what hawkish means is they're most likely going to increase rates. So I don't blame him. But just because the Federal Reserve increases rates really doesn't mean mortgage rates have to go up. A little confused? Let me help you break it down. So what's going to happen most likely is the Federal Reserve is going to look at these numbers I'm going to go through with you here in a second, and they're going to come back at the next meeting, and they're probably now going to hike rates, and I'm going to show you the chances of that just dramatically increased after Friday's speech. So let's go through here. The inflation levels that they want at 2%, right now they're at 3.7 on a 12-month average. If you take a 6-month average, it's about 4.1. So this is way over the threshold that they want. They want this at 2%. Well, you go to the PCE basket. It's all the stuff in that basket that makes up the inflationary numbers. You realize 54 of those items are over 3% in price appreciation. So that's not good. Before the pandemic, about 32% of them were, and that's why we had inflation at 2%, because only a fraction of them were over that threshold. Now, let's go back through here and let's see the labor market, because this is the next piece of the puzzle the Federal Reserve should be looking at. But they came in the other day and they're like, we don't really aren't going to pay anything attention to this thing. We're going to focus in on inflation. But maybe, just maybe, they should start looking at these things. Because if you look at the labor market in the July payroll, you realize there was 23,000 jobs lost. If you combine May through June's revisions, over 103,000 job losses. With a 61.4% labor participation rate, putting the unemployment rate at 4.1, and this was 4.2 a couple months ago, before these numbers. So that's kind of a head scratcher there. So here's what's most likely going to happen. The Federal Reserve's looking at these numbers, and remember I said they were hawkish. So now the markets are saying, well, the September meeting, there's probably going to be a flip-flop. There's a 40% chance of a hike, a 60% chance of a hold. I think that's going to change after Friday's speech, and we're going to see how these go as well. So let's break this down. Just because the Federal Reserve increases rates, and that's rates, remember I said interbank lending, doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go up, because mortgage rates are tied to long-term bonds. So you really have to focus on the 10-year treasury. What truly affects that? It's oil, it's inflation, it's jobs, it's the things that the Federal Reserve should be looking at. So if you go down through here, if you have a credible hike could help. Well, if investors believe a hike will control inflation, expects inflation, long-term treasury yields will decline. So if investors believe a hike will control inflation, well, expectations of the Federal Reserve hiking rates is going to go up. But if the Fed holds and investors conclude falling inflation means lower inflation. So basically look at it this way. If oil goes up, inflation goes up, and the chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike goes up as well. If you see if you see oil dropping at $70 a barrel or below and staying there, well, that's going to be counterinflation. And that means the Federal Reserve can step in and actually cut rates. So that's what we're looking at. So if you go down through here, here's what we're looking at is today's market. But let's get over to what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the next meeting. Now, after all this data you have, what do you think the Federal Reserve is going to do? Well, let's get down to it. So in 16 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Well, the current funds rate right now is over through here is 3.5 to 3.75. Remember, we reviewed that a second ago. If you go back to this, it is a rate increase coming in about 16 or 17 days. And that's what the market's telling us. So they're saying it's going to stay there. And then as soon as we hit January of 2027, there is another rate increase in the odds. So what's going to happen? Well, let me tell you what I'm advising my clients. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you need some help out there, I'd love to help you. We also have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to almost 40 different lenders. Now, that might not sound like much, but just think of it. You're watching this video and you're like, okay, I'm looking to buy or I'm looking to refinance. So what do I do? Well, I'm going to go to that bank, that lender, that credit union, LendingTree.com. Everybody's going to pull your credit and ruin it, right? Then they're going to get back with you. You realize probably one's going to turn you down. Two will approve you with things you don't even understand. So here's what I want to explain to you guys. I'm a mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states. I'd love to help you. But if you're working with us, here's what I'm telling my clients. I'm saying lock in your rate right now. If you're buying that house and you put a house under contract, we're locking you in. Because I can't afford another drone strike, oil to jump up to $120 a barrel, because I'm going to show you the bond market here in a second that was flat. It's kind of plummeting right now because of oil prices. So we're going to lock in. But what do you do if you've already bought that house or you're looking to buy or, you know, do something down the road? Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Watch two things. Watch oil. Because hopefully by all the videos I make for you, you're understanding how oil increases inflation, which then increases the odds of rate hikes. So as oil goes up, that's what's going to happen. But if oil starts to retreat, you're also going to see inflationary pressures starting to come off. And then maybe, just maybe, the Federal Reserve can cut. So that's what you want to work out, look out for. But if you want to check out our new channel, I worked on this for over a week, and I hope you love it. So if you're looking for that rate watch, if you're a homeowner right now and you want to see, can you watch these rates for me? Because I know before the war they were 5.99, now they're almost 7%, and I missed it. Don't let me miss it again. Plug your mortgage information right in here. It's called Rate Watch. What we're going to do is we're going to monitor your rate and your payments. When they hit a threshold that you elect for us to contact you, we don't sell the data. We'll text you, we'll email you, and we'll reach out to make sure we go over the numbers with you. Want to check out today's rates? Check that right through here. But if you went out there and got all those quotes from all those lenders and now you're confused, we have a LE review right through here. Click that, and you can upload your loan estimate into that. What I'll do is I'll do a personalized video back to you and explain to you guys what exactly we can do. But if you're out there and you're like, okay, Dan, I'm looking for the best rate, the lowest fees, well, why don't you just do the mortgage yourself? We have a DIY system right through here. Click this. You can actually pull your own credit, check exactly what your rate would be, and then pre-lock it. It'll send a request to us. We'll review the your information and lock you in if everything matches. So check out all the resources we have here at our new page. But as a mortgage advisor, I like to go back to this, and minus 15 is not good news. So once we get over to minus 10, what happens is usually mortgage rates really start to correct. So we're probably going to see rates getting it maybe 6.85 today, on their way to 7, possibly. It depends on that oil, the inflationary numbers, what the Federal Reserve does, and the jobs report. So now hopefully you understand all those things. So now if you're a realtor, you can explain this to your clients. If you're a loan officer, maybe this makes a little more sense on why mortgage rates move each day. And if you're a homeowner, home buyer out there, I hope you understand that mortgage rates are affected by not just the Federal Reserve coming out, placing a rate on these things. There's a lot of things that affect these. And what I want to explain to you guys is the whys behind it. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be back here at tomorrow's opening bell to let you know what happens with these, and the most important things is the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. See you next time. Bye-bye.